Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. It's Jamie and Josh with another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast. And when we talked to you last, we promised we would be back with a recap of our kickoff event, the summit, which it's been a couple of weeks now that we've been home or close to it. It was awesome. We were in Nashville, not Vegas this year, which I loved, but it was -5. So we didn't get to get out and about much, which was kind of a bummer, but it was good.
It was really good. Lots of good information covered. We rolled out some things, some newer things that I think people will be really excited about. I know I'm excited about, which is what we're going to talk about today. So should be a really good episode. Nashville was cold, but other than that, it was a really good summit.
That week, it was cold everywhere. I don't think there was any place in the U.S. that didn't get at least some kind of cold snap relative to that. But Nashville for sure is not used to that. So it was like a ghost town when we first rolled in. I wondered if we were going to make it. They put a ground stop at the airport the day before, but for the most part, we all made it. I think we hosted, about 500 at the summit this year, which is one of our biggest.
It was 500 people. It was really big. So lots of good idea sharing. So we had the round table. Of course, you got to attend that. So that, from what I hear, was really good. So just an all around really, really good event.
It's always one of those things when you go to a meeting and then there's excitement and I'm going to go home and I'm going to implement all these things. And then you get back and you get into the routine and you start to lose touch a little bit. So we wanted to, you know, for those of you that are listening that were at the summit, give kind of our direction on maybe the top three takeaways, you know, what to make a priority for this year. And then for those of you that weren't at the summit or are listening and are like, what the hell is the summit? No mind, just it's fine. You don't even have to know exactly what it is, but it's our opportunity as, you know, somebody that supports financial advisors to say, okay, we're coming off a year that was a record year for most people, right? 2023 was pretty amazing for many reasons, but how do we keep that momentum going? You know, it's hard when you've already had maybe a 20-30% gain to say, well, how do I sustain that and keep going? And that was kind of the theme overall. What if, you know, what if there was a different way of doing this, really trying to get out of the ruts that we find ourselves in and out of the old ways of thinking, and just what if there's a different way to do this? So we had some really good speakers on that topic too, which was cool.
It really was. That was a big one. And you know, another big theme that kind of goes along with that, and it's one thing Chuck, you know, touched on, and it makes a ton of sense, is when things are going well, that's when you want to start looking at what if, right? So that's when we start to think about, okay, what's next? How can we keep the momentum going and push everything forward? It's not when things are going bad. So what if was fit right in with exactly what Chuck said, and it's very true.
I had an opportunity to go to our Women in Business breakfast that we hosted while we were there, and I was the co-host for the event. We had one of our top female producers share along those same lines, really talked about goal setting and how to be consistent and intentional. And the room was kind of divided. You have those of us that love goals and it's something that drives us and it gives us kind of a benchmark. And then you had some in there that were like, I get in my own head. You know, when I say this is my goal, as soon as I don't hit it, then I feel like, oh, well, I've already ruined it. It's kind of like, you know, when you try to eat healthy and you go, you have a splurge or something, well, I've already ruined it. Now I got to wait and start next Monday. And really the thought process behind was, this is always a work in progress. So however you're going to work toward it and be consistent, that's really the best way to achieve goals. But something that came out of that breakfast that I thought was hugely beneficial. In fact, I was going to say read the book, but I actually listened to it. So I cheated while I was driving. But the book is 10X is easier than 2X, which I think we might have talked about before, because I knew Veronica was going to touch on this, who spoke at our event. And it really got me thinking about goals, because what if, you know, if somebody said, Josh, you have to 10X your business next year, you would have to start thinking about the what ifs. Well, how am I going to get there? What if there was a different way to do this? What if there was, you know, a resource that I have thought through? And probably when it gets down to it, if you're going to 10X, there's probably like one way to do it. And when you're trying to 2X, there's a bunch of ways you could do that. You know, you get kind of turned around and it's, I'll try this and I'll try this and I'll do this. And, you know, you just kind of limp through and never really realize your potential. So I thought that was kind of an interesting mindset to keep in mind as we think about the what ifs.
Mm-hmm. It's and I think it ties in well too with the one of the things we talked about, which was the Catalyst program.
Yeah.
So when you start thinking about what ifs, it really is helpful to have like somebody with like Gradient that you can bounce those what ifs off of. We've seen other advisors maybe in the same situation. So I think that really ties in well with what we're doing from a Catalyst standpoint.
So Catalyst is one of the big three that we want to talk about. Catalyst is kind of what it sounds. It's a catalyst to get you where you want to go. So this is an actual team that was created at Gradient this year that's comprised of experts in the four pillars of business: marketing, sales, leadership, and operations. And as you are able to kind of assess your own business, which is one of the first steps with the program, you're able to go online. There's an app. Take this business assessment and say, you know, what areas are really solid in my practice? What are okay? And where is the biggest need, right? Because that's sometimes we, you know, we're focusing on the wrong things. And so really drilling down to what's the biggest need in my business and how do I fully realize my potential in that area, things start falling into place. So that's just step one. There's so much more to come from that, but I think that'll be huge for our producers this year to really start running the business that they want.
Exactly. And I think it's what's so cool about the Catalyst program. It's not a one size fits all approach.
Yeah.
The reason that assessment's out there is because everybody has their own idea about what they want their business to be. So that assessment, you know, determines or helps determine, okay, who do you want to be when you grow up? And then it allows our Catalyst team, based on that information, to point you to the best resources to help you get there the quickest. So it's really cool. And it's not just a, like I said, a one size fits all approach, which I think, you know, some people maybe thought that, and that's not the case at all.
Right. And it's not a, okay, one time, and then here's what you do, and then we're done. It's an right. ongoing, you know, as long as you're working with us, this is going to be something that we are assessing and reassessing and working towards. So you're actually going to have a team of mentors that are the experts internally at Gradient, but then also your peers. We have taken some of your, you know, top peers that are in each of those pillars, marketing, leadership, operations, and sales, and said, okay, well, if here's somebody that has this all figured out, how do we just take that and make that that plan or that
framework,
thank you, work for you? And the Catalyst, I mean, I went in there and did the business assessment for myself. As soon as it went live, I went in there, I did it for my business. And I knew likely what was going to be my weakest area because I, you know, we talk about those things all the time. I know what's internally. So I knew operations was going to be the weakest. That's where I need the most help. But the resources that are already loaded in there, if anybody knows about resources at Gradient, it's those of us that have been here for 20 years. And still, it would have taken me days before Catalyst even knowing exactly where everything is housed to go and compile all of that for my team at Iron Horse. And I mean, you click on it and it's like, you need help with operations. And it is a library of documents and checklists and resources and plans and framework. And that's even before I've had any of the, you know, specific coaching or mentoring. That was just the initial pop-up. It's really cool. They did a really good job with Catalyst.
I was blown away with the business building tools that they have out there. I checked that out too. And
yeah,
everything. I mean, if you wanted, just think about if you brought in a new employee, how having those documents, how much easier it would be to train them or get them on a track to follow to do what you need them to do. It's all spelled out there, from marketing to here's what we do after the first appointment. I mean, really.
Yeah, everything. Depending on what category you're in, there's going to be a whole different set of resources in there. I just happened to be in the operations that I was looking at for myself. And I thought, I mean, I know where all this stuff is, but I would have taken me forever to go compile it. And where is this? And how do I find it? And, you know, so if it takes me that long, I can only imagine what our advisors would be feeling on how do I go get this. And then for those of you that are listening that aren't with Gradient, how are you piecemealing this together? I mean, hopefully you have somebody that is a resource that's giving you things like this. But I think it's fairly unique. I mean, especially that it's something that we just provide at no cost to the advisors that are affiliated with us. That's a pretty cool resource. So I'm really excited to see what comes from the Catalyst. It, like I said, it is in the portal. So if you aren't familiar with it, you haven't even seen it yet, or you heard it at Summit, you got home and you got busy, first step is go out to the portal, click on that Catalyst app and take the business assessment. It'll be really obvious when you get out there. It'll say like, start here. So really clear.
Yes. Really good. So that's, I'm really excited about that. That's going to be a huge resource for everybody. So really well put together. The other thing that I'll just add, the documents are really good, the business documents, but also the metrics where they've got different business metrics and things like that. You'll be able to track out there. So those are really good too.
That's a part of the business that people struggle with, I think. And it's really hard if you have an agency where you have other people, is what kind of metrics should I even have in place? What should I be keeping track of? Who should be keeping track of it? How do I, you know, really assess, number one, that's one thing, but then how do I see how it's evolving? You know, if I want to look back quarterly, or I want to look back at the end of this year to say, okay, here were the goals I set for myself, and here's what's changed, or here's the analysis of the business, you can clearly see within that app, then here's what's changed. So it'll be a good one. I encourage everybody to take advantage of that. And to go along with Catalyst, with the mentoring through the team, and then I mentioned the agents that you'll have access to, we launched the Luminary series, which ties into it really nicely.
Yes. So really cool. I think, what was it, 4 or 5 advisors that we've basically, we're going to highlight, you know, a specific piece of their business that they do really well at, and kind of their thought process, how they got to where they are now. So really good resource. And it's what, 15-20 minute videos per
They're short, they're easy to listen to, and the videos, so there'll be episodes that are released, I think, monthly. I think every month there's an episode, and then in that same month, whoever the producer is that did the video on that topic, they're also doing a live coaching call. So that's your opportunity to, you know, first watch the video. Is this an area that I have interest in? Is this applicable to my business? And if it is, obviously you've got access to the Catalyst team to work on it, but then you're going to be on a live coaching call monthly with that top producer, really able to pick his or her brain, you know, ask questions, drill down into some of the things that you're trying to figure out, how do I make this work for my office? So I think that will be extremely popular. It's like almost having a mini roundtable all year long. And roundtable is always very well received. It's something that our producers always look forward to. We always get some really good ideas out of that we like to share with people.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is an extension of that. So really cool. I think the first one's Brad. Yep. And it's on hiring, right? If I remember correctly. So he's brought on several employees.
Life insurance, I think. So it's Brad from Arizona. And yes. He's a huge life producer, has really figured out how to incorporate life into the, you know, where it fits and how to totally improve somebody's overall plan from a tax standpoint, from, you know, protecting from the what ifs of long-term care, or terminal illness or catastrophic events. And so life insurance is, I mean, it's an incredible planning tool if you know how to use it. And my experience has been that very few advisors really know how to incorporate life insurance into a plan. We did, just along those same lines, we did launch a life case central team. So now within Case Central, you'll have a specific team that can help this evolve for your practice. But if it's something that you're interested in, or you think I could use a little refresher on there, episode one is live now. And we can link that in the show notes so you know where to go to access it. And then if you want to register for the series, we can make sure that if you didn't see the email from us with the summit recap, we can get that back out to you so you can register for the series. But I expect that one to be something that advisors give, you know, a lot of attention to, because they all want to connect with each other. You know, you get tired of hearing from us. So be able to connect with each other and go right to the horse's mouth.
I agree. Really good. And then you can access those videos through Training Central. Is that correct? So if somebody wanted to go out there and watch those, I believe you go through Training Central.
That's a good question. I haven't checked that. We'll have to double check. I know you have to. That's probably right.
I'm pretty sure.
I can't remember.
Pretty sure that's what it took me through. So we'll double check that. But Training Central, I believe, is where you can find those.
Yeah. So to keep the theme going of sharing of best ideas, we did host the roundtable while we were at Summit. That was our top 100. If you've never been to a roundtable event like that, it is literally, well, like 10 roundtables, all with groups of advisors that we just go through challenges or best ideas on specific topics. So it's an opportunity to really brainstorm and get feedback. If there's something that you're trying to figure out, how can I do this better? And it's amazing. You'll get some of the most elite advisors in a room together, and you can just see their eyes light up. They're like, I've never thought about that. And everybody's so willing to share. So I don't know. I was there. I don't think you got to go to this one, but you've been to some in the past. We've shared some since we got back. Have you heard of any that were your favorites?
So favorite one, let me think, Carrie, put me on the spot.
You can think and I'll share mine and why you think of yours. So, I've actually started sharing this with folks since we got back home, but there was two people at my table that both shared a version of this. And I love it, 'cause I thought this is so simple and something that probably we don't do. And I know we don't do it because the whole room went, I need a copy of that. So they have what they call onboarding documents, which is a timeline of what to expect if you're investing. So it's like here's what to expect if you are going to manage assets, or here's a timeline of what to expect if you're purchasing an annuity. Here's a timeline of what to expect if it's life insurance, so on and so forth. So there's different variations, but how simple to not just say in the appointment, here's what to expect, and it's, you know, in one ear, out the other, or, you know, they're absorbing so much information. Even if you think you've set expectations with a client, they don't remember.
Right.
So to actually give them a document that has a timeline of, you're here, this is where we're going to go, and here's the steps that we have to take to get there, that eliminate so much frustration from the client standpoint. To, you know, how many upset calls do we take where the agents say, you know, my client's so mad, the money's not in yet, or this is taking so long, or, you know, whatever the case may be. If you just say, hey, you know, we're here, it's going to take 8 weeks to get here, it's going to take another 2 weeks to get here, They aren't upset about that if you tell them up front. It's when they think it's going to happen in a week and it's going to be said and done, there's going to be no more signatures needed, and this was a one thing, and I never had to do anything else. It's, here's the first step. There may be additional signatures. You may have to come back in. It's going to be about a 2-month process. I mean, the advisors that shared that said, we don't ever take a call wanting to know you know, where's the money at, or what's taking so long, or what's the status. It just makes things so much simpler. I love that. Yeah.
Gives you the opportunity to under promise and over deliver right from the beginning instead of the opposite. So you can set, you know, expectation that, you know, you can beat 99% of the time. And so you're always going to have happy clients. So that's a great idea. And to have one of those for basically every type of financial product that you're dealing with, so that the client knows the timeline for each one of those. That's brilliant. Love that. Yeah.
And have it written, you know, not something that you just say to them, but it's actually documented. It's in their folder. You know, it's something they can reference back to. It's something you can reference. So I love that idea. That was a good one.
That is really good.
And we're going to keep sharing some ideas. If you didn't think of one, I've got one more.
Yeah. What's your other one?
Okay. This came from a group in Texas, I believe. And maybe you've seen them, Josh, you'll remember this. And for those of you that are listening, maybe you've seen these in the past, but they are, maybe half the size of a greeting card. And they actually have a little screen in them. So you mail them. It is a card with like a little screen in it, and it plays a video. We used them at Gradient maybe, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. But they send it out to everybody that's turning 59 and a half. So they send it on 59 and a half birthdays to let them know, you know, hey, here are the new options available to you. It's something that doesn't get lost in an email. It certainly doesn't get thrown away. It's a personalized video from you. And they said they uncover a ton of rollover assets from that. It shows they're paying attention, not just to their clients, but you likely have prospects in the system where you know their age. You can easily flag it for, you know, let me go generate a list of anybody that's turning 59 and a half this month. And they mail those little videos out. And it's only a handful, so it doesn't get very expensive. But that's something really unique then that they get in the mail that certainly not a lot of people are doing, which is cool.
Really unique. Yeah, they do a great job with that. I think another one that they do really well is they have like a book that they'll mail out to people who show any type of interest in, you know, potentially being a client. They've got a whole kit, you know, that's really impressive that they send out. So they do a really good job with, you know, the things that they mail people and the marketing they do that way. So really good.
Agreed. So the third thing, we talked about Catalyst, talked about the Luminary series. We're going to keep that theme going with the Luminary series through ongoing coaching and the roundtable ideas. But the third thing that everybody has been asking for that was kind of limited in the past to those that had attended Million Dollar Minds are discussion boards. And those went live this year. So that's really cool.
That is really cool. So gives everybody the opportunity just to hop on and, you know, questions, ideas, whatever it may be. You can you can communicate with, I don't know how many advisors we work with, a lot.
Yeah.
But a good opportunity to brainstorm, exchange ideas. I mean, it's all right there at your fingertips. So really cool.
So there's different categories for the discussion boards. There's categories for, of course, those that are in the Million Dollar Minds program. There's categories for women in business. And then there's categories that tie in with the Catalyst topics. So if you're looking for feedback or you have questions on sales or operations, you can go into the discussion board that pertains to that topic. And you can ask any of your peers. And so it's always, you know, you can call us, we can talk through things, but you or I aren't going to know everything that every other advisor has done or tried or what they're using. So the discussion board is your opportunity to go out there and, you know, throw out a challenge that you're having and say, anybody else run into this? How'd you overcome it? Here's the objection I just got. You know, what would you say to that? Or I have an event coming up and wondering how you all do XYZ. I've seen all kinds of discussion questions already come in. So that's a tool that I think, as long as you go out there and use it, you know, what I hope doesn't happen is that it's one of the best kept secrets. I hope everybody knows they have access to it, because the more people that are on there, of course, the bigger the benefit.
Yeah. I think like if somebody calls me from here on out, an advisor calls me and they want to know like about a mailhouse, I'm going to tell them to go to this the discussion board, put out a question out there and let their peers answer it.
Yeah.
There you go. That's one way you could use, just an example, like you could use it that way, you know, to get people's thoughts on a particular mailhouse or marketing program.
Especially if you want to know, you know, mailhouse is a good example because we can tell you, you know, here's, you know, just had somebody use it and here was their response, but it might not be anybody that's near you where you might be able to go in and say, you know, to the discussion board, hey, I'm in a really small town in the Midwest. Who have you used that was best for that? You know, really drill down and have, you know, your peers come in and say, well, here was my experience. And then you can make some, you know, informed decisions based on what others are giving you feedback on. So I encourage everybody to go out there, join the discussion board. Right now, I believe there are not alerts when somebody posts on a topic that you're in, but that's coming really, I think, within the next couple of weeks is what I've heard. So alerts will be good. That way we don't just forget to go out there. But if you're posing a question or somebody posts on a topic that you're interested in, you can set up alerts so you're seeing them.
Yeah. Really cool. I mean, we work with so many good advisors. It's just really neat that everybody will have an opportunity to, you know, put in their feedback on whatever question it is or ask a question. So really good resource with the discussion boards.
Yeah. There's too much talent out there to keep it under wraps and not make that available to everybody. So this will be, I mean, I'm definitely going to use it to get feedback from others. I'm going to use it to, you know, benefit my advisor. So they're not just hearing our opinions, but, you know, let's go right to somebody that's near you or has, you know, recently done the same thing and they can tell you exactly what to expect. So it'll be really good. So I think three main takeaways from the summit for new items this year, which we didn't cover everything. We're going to talk about some other things next week, but Catalyst program, step number one, go out to the portal, go to the Catalyst app, take that business assessment. At least, you know, it takes, I don't know, it took me 10 minutes maybe to do it. So it's not going to take you a long time. And then you at least know, okay, for 2024, this is the area I really need to focus on. If these are the goals that I want to hit. Then you can zero in on the Luminary series, which is item number two takeaway. Once you know, okay, here's the category I really need the most support in, then you can sign up for that series. You've got a top advisor that has excelled in the area that you need help with that's going to do monthly live coaching and provide internal resources then as well. And then number three, hop on that discussion board and really take advantage of the feedback from your peers and just keep the momentum going. If we're going to build upon the best year ever, we've got to stay consistent. We got to start thinking, what if I were really going to 10X my business? What do I have to do differently than what I've done before? And it's probably not 20 different things. It's probably zeroing in on the big thing and doing one big thing differently, or at least starting there for a priority. So hope that helps. Anything you think we didn't cover?
No, I think it's great. I mean, those are all, I mean, the theme this year is like learn from your peers, it seems, and get better, right? Yep. So with the Catalyst app and all those resources out there, no matter, like I said, who you want to be, there's going to be some really good business building tools out there that anybody could benefit from. So be sure and check those out. I think those are huge under that documents tab. And then the discussion board's really cool. So I'm excited to see how that evolves and just the things that come out of that.
Yeah. Maybe we can share some questions. That'll be where we gather some from the field, which we didn't do this week. So discussion board will be a great place to share some from the field stuff too. So we look forward to getting with you guys here in a couple of weeks with a follow-up to this. We're going to continue the theme of what's new in 2024. We've got some other things that we launched that we want to make sure you're aware of, you know how to take advantage of. So we're going to be back in a couple of weeks with more, but hopefully this will keep you busy for the next few. And if you have questions on any of this, you're not quite sure where to go, you want to hop on a call with us, just email us. It's the Advisor Arena at GradientIB.com, and we can hop on a call and give you some direction. Till next time.
Till next time.
Till next time. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you soon.